Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, so pleased to have with us, as she is every Wednesday, Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Welcome back, Dr. Lee.
Hi, it's good to be back.
Listen, this is pretty cool. In the fall, we were talking about the process for gathering public input for a new strategic plan for the health unit, and now you've published that plan. So tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so we were talking in, we started actually the work in the summer and then all through the fall and winter, we did a bunch of stuff. So the one of the first things that we did was gather information. So you talked about information from the public. We asked for public input and thoughts on priorities and key directions for the health unit in the coming short term, I'll say. So the strategic plan is from 2024 to 2026. And then we also spoke to a lot of the partners that we work with. Of course, we work with municipalities, healthcare providers, and others in the healthcare system, but also others, so community organizations, and lots of support in our communities. So we asked for a lot of that feedback. And then internally as well, we got a lot of feedback from our board, our staff, on the work that we've been doing, how it could be going forward, and what makes sense as priorities or direction. And so all that happened over the course of the fall and winter. We had a quite intensive involvement from our staff. I'm quite proud that we were able to have about a quarter of our staff involved in a whole day exercise around selecting our priorities and understanding priorities from a broad variety of staff across our organization. And so the strategic plan that we've come to now, which we've published, is a collation of all of that information. Lots has stayed the same. So, for example, our mission, vision, and values has stayed the same. And that's because we as an organization, what we do, how we're planning to provide services sort of philosophically, that really hasn't changed. What has changed is the selection of priorities in order to focus our work over the coming, and as I mentioned, it's 2024 to 2026, so the coming 3 years.
Pretty cool. Now, it's interesting. Those priorities have to shift as the world shifts around us. And let's talk a little bit about each one of them. Priority one, I understand, is embracing Ontario's public health system change.
Yeah, so like you said, things are changing. So certainly the field of public health and the work of local public health units is changing. People may know that the province had announced what they've termed strengthening public health and a three-pronged initiative. One of them has to do with potential mergers and voluntary mergers for health units. Another has to do with reviewing the provincial guidelines for the scope of public health work. All of that is happening within the coming 3 years. And so one of the things that we talked about is not just meeting, but like you said, embracing, right? We chose that word really specifically to say we're not going to be passive about it. We're really going to actively look at ways in which we can make the provincial changes part of our work, and also to use it as a way to improve the work that we do, and work collaboratively with our partners in the community, as well as looking to the province for guidance on how they want to lead that work.
It's
So
always
the set,
neat when you, sorry, it's always neat when you get a framework that is given to you, and it differs a little bit from what you're doing, but you're finding ways that you can do what you do best and fit it in there and make sure that what ends up being or what ends up happening is that the people who you are serving are getting that best health care and service that they can.
Yeah, absolutely. And like people talk about innovation being being really important, and I really have to, you know, give sound support to the idea of innovation, and it's a season of innovation for public health. I think, you know, I talked about provincial changes, but also there are changes that are coming to, or have come in our communities, right? As a result of COVID-19, and also because in the midst of COVID-19 trends are response, it's been about 3 years that we as an organization have been evolving, and the community has evolved as well, and seeing what the new needs are, where the community is likely to go in terms of needs, and then shifting us as an organization to be there, to provide that support. I think those are really important. And actually, that's essentially that third priority about strengthening services for our community's future. So being future looking, and also, like you said, looking at strengthening services, rather than you know, sticking with a status quo that may or may not actually be what is needed for the communities that we serve.
It's a great approach. Just to sort of sum up these three priorities. Priority number one is embracing Ontario's public health system change. Priority two, investing in our people. Then priority three, as you just mentioned, strengthening services for our community's future. Each one of them obviously very broad, correct?
Absolutely. And really, the way, you know, strategic plans very, very broad as a general rule, and then we go to operationalizing the plan, and that rolls into specific things that we're going to look at in terms of measuring how successful we've been and tracking our progress, as well as, so that's sort of like, you know, over the 3 years, that operationalization, and then year on year or season on season or whatever the case may be, understanding what are the specific next steps, the sort of bite-sized chunks to get to that broad sweeping 3 year change. And then also working, continuing to work with our communities that we serve, the public and community organizations, partner organizations. So people will hear more about what's coming for the Health Unit as we get through the next 3 years, for sure.
Excellent. I love the fact that it deals with internal action as well, the well-being of staff, as in addition to what we would expect in serving the community. So, no doubt, not the last conversation we will have about this, Dr. Lee.
Absolutely. And if you're interested in seeing the plan, it's not very long. It's quite reasonable, and is a really good summary also of how we got to the plan that we did. It is available on our website. So our website, as always, healthunit.org. Lots of information on there, including our strategic plan.
And we'll put a direct link to the strategic plan in the podcast of this interview posted on Lanark Leads today as well.
Perfect.
All right. Well, Dr. Lee, always a pleasure to speak with you. I really appreciate it. We look forward to our next conversation next week.
Absolutely. See you next week.
I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening.